20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the lawyer that was disbarred for representing the owners of Clasturbate in their lawsuit. When they were facing class action against a lot of people who were clients of theirs. It was a bit of a controversial business about, you know, masturbation techniques, and there wasn't a lot of vetting of, you know, the facilities, the cleaning services, the faculty, the customers themselves. It was just sort of a very odd thing. This Clasturbate. Did you not hear about Clasturbate?
No.
It was a school. So I'm sorry. I spoke before. I thought everyone had heard of it. But it was a school for masturbation that was sort of, it was billed as a school about like sort of being in more in touch with our bodies, but it seemed like it was just sort of like a unregulated, you know, just bizarre.
It wasn't a school, is what you're saying.
I mean, it was, and it, what some people would say, you could also buy exotic animals there or human organs.
This is started as something I was really behind, which is a class that taught people how to masturbate. And now it really took a left turn.
What I was saying in my defense is that's all lies. Those animals must have just shown up because they wanted to learn how to masturbate. And then
what
in the process,
what kind of animals were there?
Emus. I mean, those aren't as exotic. There was a elephant at one point. A small baby elephant was there.
But emus can't masturbate. Elephants probably can. That's what that trunk is for.
My Honor, that's what I was saying. So that's what
My Honor,
they shouldn't have even been there, My Honor. Anyway, thank you for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
My Honor, your business has been reinstated.
Thank you so much. Yeah, bring in the tigers. Okay.
Oh, okay. I did not.
They masturbate.
What?
They masturbate.
Go ahead.
They're here for the Clasturbate. Our defense.
If you didn't say Clasturbate in such a jaunty way, I feel like you wouldn't have gotten away with as much as you did with that business.
Clasturbate.
Yeah. That jingle is just so infectious.
Oh, of course.
Just like all the animals that you brought.
Yep. In bed with your partner and you can't relate, just come on down to Clasturbate, you know, and everyone threw up their hands and it was very fun. And the logo was just someone ejaculating with their hands like, oh, Clasturbate. It was, you know, raucous times.
If you want to masturbate. Hello.
Hi.
I am the founder and proprietor of a business known as Basturbate, where we teach you how to jerk off with bass.
Right. Or on a bass fishing trip. Like any fishing,
it doesn't have
lake
to
fishing,
be.
Masturbating.
No, we bring the bass to you, and you can jerk off wherever you want using the bass. That's on between you and the bass.
And the amazing thing as well is that you offered a master baiting class as well for when you're baiting a hook for in your catching bass.
Mm-hmm.
It was really...
It's actually, that class is called also Basturbate.
Yeah.
We didn't really distinguish, but...
Yeah. Called How to Jerk Off Level 1.
The point is, we are a huge success, and my name is Miles Gray.
Wow. Just two powerhouses in their own rights. One, a disgraced lawyer. The other, a genius fishing and sort of sea
fishing
kink.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Is how we like to think of our business.
Fantastic. Then that's what I think of a Long John Silver's as well. This episode brought to you by Long John Silver's. What is this show? What is this episode? This is 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we talk about our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. And if we don't want to watch the various iterations, then we start some other shit. Like now, we're watching Married at First Sight. And that's what today's episode is about.
Season 9.
Married at First Sight, Season 9, Episode 3, which is called...
No Clue.
Go for it.
Oh, Something Borrowed.
No Clue?
Something Borrowed, Something Blue.
Beautiful.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't write it down. But
doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? We could be
right.
making up everything we say from this point on. And who knows, maybe we did before. It wasn't just genius writing that we did beforehand. It was bad improv. And we want to talk about this episode. I do want to say this show is it's starting to get a little bit more substantive, something we can sink our teeth into, but it's still so tranquil. It's still like, oh, I love my husband. This is my wife. I can't believe. Oh, thank you so much.
No, this is like this is the last moment of tranquility before the mess starts. So let's enjoy it. Meow, meow.
I don't know, really. You want to enjoy it? I'm sort of just like, come on, get with the show. Get with the show.
I mean, mostly tune out until the mess starts.
So. Yeah, that is true. Because I could be fucking high when I watch this, and I feel like I didn't miss a thing. Even though I probably missed a thing.
Don't want to miss a thing. Mm.
And I'm here teaching masturbate. Please don't sue me or clasturbate. That's what I tried to do that in court, and the judge was not having it, apparently. Anyway, so
for me. It's crazy.
Do you want to talk couple by couple this time?
Sure.
Because in order of most boring to most entertaining, I think we'd have to start with Deanna and Greg.
Oh, wait, is that how we're doing it?
I don't know. Okay. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, no.
I have nothing written. It's a sense, like, they're too healthy. They're normal. They're not
great
dysfunctional.
Question.
I don't like.
My only note for Greg and Deanna was awkward kissing. That's all it says.
I wrote snooze. And snoozed. Then I wrote, his mom, though. And I think it was because when they were giving a toast, she was like, and I think I'm presuming that was his mother. Someone in his family was saying, you know, and he can cook you anything that you may want to eat. Like, was saying like this. Such
a
proud. Like, proud.
Weird. It was like, anything your heart may desire.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And
it was,
I was like
a
yes.
genie wish or something.
Yeah, it was definitely, yeah, we had the immigrant English thing going on because it felt very, like, prim and proper. Like, there was this, like, the pride aspect of it, though, too, was sort of like, and this is my child. His name is Greg. He has the ability
to cook
many things.
Anything you may wish.
Anything, right now, instantly. And they
imagine
did, like,
something right now. Boom, he cooked it.
They were laughing together, too, at the wedding reception. It was just too, they're too familiar. They're too, not, like, good. I'm sorry. I'm not saying because they suck as people. I'm saying this is trash.
It's boring for
and
trash
you just,
TV.
I'm out here eating the garbage, right? Not the fucking, the trash you throw in the garbage. I'm, like, sucking on the juice at the bottom of the bag. And then you want to put, like, an unshaved truffle on here? What the fuck am I doing with that? Mm-hmm. I eat trash juice. So I don't want to see people who look like fucking Hallmark Channel whimsical couples that will only make me feel, you know, tiny.
If I put on my ranch bib, do not serve me foie gras. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just
no.
Put more ranch on top of my ranch. That's what I'm here for.
Just put ranch on my ranch, please.
Deanna,
you're at a dinner with someone on a date. They're like, oh, this steak is delicious. And how's your ranch? Oh, it's great. The waiter comes.
It's okay, actually, but it could use a little more ranch. Waiter?
Yeah. Yes? Would you like some more, I guess, ranch on your ranch?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you. Okay. Can you bring out the ranch from the back?
This is the one from the back.
No, like the ranch that you're, like, pretending isn't spoiled, but it is. Give me that good shit. You know, the funky ranch. Bring mama the funky ranch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's
you're
merch.
Eating
I'm
it with
sorry.
A spoon.
Bring me the funky ranch is merch.
Bring me the funky ranch. What is it? Bring me the funky ranch. Just bring me the funky ranch, please.
I want to think it's blue cheese dressing.
I love blue cheese dressing.
Ew, I hate blue cheese.
You don't like blue cheese?
It's the only funky thing like that I don't really like.
I love.
I don't like it.
Bring in the
much.
Noise. Bring in the funk. You know what I mean?
I like
call
a
me
funky.
Savion
like...
Glover. Because I'm loving the funky shit.
I mean, look, I like fermented most things. I like the funk in that way, but I can't vibe with the blue cheese. I just can't.
What about cheese? Like funky cheese. You're good with funky cheese?
Take me to funky cheese.
Wait, so you do like it? Take me to
funky cheese. What kind? Tell me like what is not
like blue cheese. Like a sheep's milk cheese that might be a little more funky. Or
yes.
Goat cheeses.
Yes.
Gorgonzola. Is that too blue?
Yeah, that's
like,
too
much like blue.
Yeah. Mm,
interesting. Okay.
The gargons can go.
All right. Well, that's...
can remain gargonzagon.
You can be gargon. Get out of here.
Gargonzagon.
Gargon girl. So, yeah, shout out to Deanna and Greg. Your congratulations on having
on
a seemingly really
beautiful,
great marriage.
Healthy union. Yawn.
Get the fuck. You know, honestly,
fuck off my TV. I'm sorry. That's minus 100,000 to each of you.
Yeah.
For just being.
Yeah, fucking... just being healthy on a reality show.
Yeah.
No.
Did you not get the memo? That's not what this is.
What are you, two people who wanted to get an experiment where they would match you up with potentially the love of your life and the hopes is that that's who it is and then it is that person and you're all fucking happy about it? What the fuck?
Okay. Well, you seem to have misunderstood the assignment.
I love them, but I love y'all because honestly, you seem like cool people. I'm sorry, just here though, not the flavor for us.
So I will end this on a petty note. I'm sorry, Deanna, you put your shit in a ponytail for the wedding? Honey, that's gym hair. What are you doing?
I don't know. You know, nope. She might have been ready to run.
I did not enjoy that, and I thought it was lazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about it. Because everything, the whole weddings are weird because you look at them like, did they shoot this, what, 4 consecutive days? Is that how they did it? Basically, that's the only way to use that same venue over and over and have night shots, you know, day to night sort of transitions.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're right.
But then, like, it wouldn't be like, well, I guess that's where I'm like, well, when they say they've been married to 5 days, it's not the same 5 days for everyone on that day relative to that day and time. I was really thinking about that shit high. I was how are they doing this all? Because, like, let's say, you know, Deanna and Greg get married on Friday, Iris and Keith get married on Saturday, Jamie and Elizabeth get married on Sunday. You know, Tuesday is a different anniversary for each of those couples.
Do you think, though, that it's all at the same venue? I don't think so. I think it's all at the same time, 3 venues, like same weekend or something, like Friday, Saturday weddings on the same weekend.
So you think that is a... that is a venue that has multiples of the same looking chapel.
No. I'm saying you think, oh, I didn't notice. Was it the same chapel in every one?
Yeah, it was nearly identical. Like everything. They were.
I just figured
the same
they
place.
Reused the actual design, like the production design, but that it wasn't necessarily in the same spot.
I don't know. If you live in the Charlotte area,
thinking,
let me know.
Here's what I was thinking. Because, okay, do you think they actually got to stay in like a honeymoon suite for their
their first night together as a couple? I look
because there's only the one in a hotel, right? So
yeah, that's
to me, that's what I was thinking, is if they have weddings at 3 different hotels at the same weekend, so then they can have 3 different.
But I was looking, the beds look similar,
but then at the same time I'm like, they're not gonna have 3 different camera crews going at once, are they? How the fuck does it work? Because each couple gets their own, right?
Yeah,
how does
they would have
work
their own
on
couple.
That shit?
They
so
would
if they have their own, then I don't know why they wouldn't do 3 different.
I think just because the venue, I don't know. Look, this is
we don't
and
know
this
shit.
Is the, these are Colorado's our problems.
Production people.
Holler at us, Charlotte. What's that venue like? What's the whole vibe like? Was the place they got married cool? Was the place you're like, ugh?
Yeah, like, did you recognize it? And you were like, oh, everybody gets fucking married there. Lame.
Or they're like, that's not a wedding venue. That's a weird, like, clubhouse for a golf club. Okay, so let's move on to Jamie and Elizabeth.
Yes, so...
not in any order. I just wanted to get Deanna and Greg out the way.
Totally.
But yeah,
if we're going in order from least interesting to more interesting, I don't think Elizabeth and Jamie would be next.
No, they wouldn't. Well, who do you say that is? Is that... I think it's Amber and Matt.
I think it's Keith and Iris.
Interesting. Okay, let's do that. Bring me the Funky Ranch then, and let's talk about Iris and Keith.
So Iris and Keith are just like hot. So it's like, okay, and? Uh-huh. And then her and her dad crying though, holy fuck.
He was a close talker.
And then they like, and then they, I just, they did a little dance before he walked her down the aisle. I was like mad at how good a dad she had. I was like, okay, we fucking get it. Yeah. He loves you.
The cop who was going to scare away any dick.
Yeah, and that's why she's a virgin, I'm sure.
I had a protective shield around her.
The only thing you can fuck is a gun.
Oh, God. Just like that whole thing when he was like, I had the protective aura.
Blanket. Now you must have it. Blanket. That made me so angry. I was like, he loves her so much. That's enough dad for like three people.
Over here, I was like, all right, easy, easy now, dad. Forget
it. I'm like, divide that blanket into three so me and two other bitches can get a scarf. Can we get a dad's scarf just up something. In here?
Damn. That's enough. You don't think I have to bring it up again. You don't think he was close talking sort of at one point before they.
I don't know what it's like to have a dad. I don't know how far away they are from your face when they talk to you. I don't know what's
in general, like as a person, you know what I mean? Like what's a close talker to you?
I guess it depends.
That's not your romantic partner. But if they're just talking to you like,
I mean, I don't like close talkers, but I think occasionally probably you don't notice sometimes.
He was
really vibing.
At one point, I feel like he was behind her, like you know, yin yang twins. Like, hey, little mama, let me whisper.
Whisper
in
your ear.
Like it was. I was like, dude, get up, dad, please, sir, a little bit of distance.
Wait till you see my daughter. Wait till you see my daughter's pussy.
Wow! 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 Wow!
You're gonna beat that pussy up. Like, ouch. Because she's a virgin. I'm sorry.
Oh, I had boy.
To make that. Like, I feel like that's what I'm hearing.
I don't know.
What? That? Is that the sound of me getting canceled? Oh, yep, there it is. Yeah, I thought I heard that.
Oh, I hate to see it. You hate
the
to see
to
it.
Door to Cancelvania opening.
So, yeah, I mean, wait till you see that thing. She is so horny that I think the 80s is her personality. That was another thing we learned about her.
I gotta say that you could tell he was like blinded how pretty she was, because when she was saying all that insane stuff about the 80s, he was just like, yeah, okay, I'm listening to this. Ooh, what's that? More about 80s? Oh, clothes and hair you like? I was like, this is the most boring conversation in the world. And he was still feeling her, so I was like, okay, he still got the like, I just married you, you know.
Yeah.
Eyes on.
Mm-hmm. His mom, Mary, I like how her reaction was when she inquired
about
the dress.
Fancy ass wig.
Dude. Meow. Whatever she had going on. Wig or not.
Whatever it
a
was.
A juggernaut.
That cute little silver little pixie cut
But the way she responded when she was like, so your dress, it's white. And she's like, yes.
Oh, you noticed? Oh, it's like white.
Yeah. And
like,
when she was like,
is it?
When she told her, it's like, oh, because I've never had sex, Mary's reaction, she was in shock. She was like, oh, like she almost did like a thing where she touched her ear, like, oh, I oh, God damn. Oh, fuck. Okay. Wow. Wow. Wow.
You also could tell that she wasn't like happy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't, those weren't like, the surprise factor wasn't, ooh, what a good surprise. The surprise factor was like,
yeah.
Oh, my son is going to be very shocked.
Yeah. It's, and that's what she did. She pulled up. She was like, look, I don't know if you heard.
She blew up her spot real quick.
Did you see, hey, come here. Did you see her dress? Did you see her fucking dress? It's cream. No, it's fucking white.
Your mom saw the dress. Yeah, it's I saw
white.
It was cream. Oh,
it's
yeah, it was white. She looked
white.
Pretty.
Do
what's
you
up,
know
mom?
What, do you know what that means when the dress
like
is
she,
white?
Like it goes with her
do,
skin?
No,
is?
Do you know what that signifies? What
no,
that
what does
indicates?
It mean, what does
she
it
doesn't
mean?
Fuck. She doesn't fuck. She never fucked. She ain't never fucked before.
What?
Yes. dead stock. It's dead stock.
Oh my God.
New with tags.
That is the color of no dick? Is that what you're saying? That dress is the color of no dick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh, mama,
think about it, son. Think about it. I gotta go.
I didn't put this in my application or nothing. No.
Later. You idiot.
Mom, you're just gonna leave me with this?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave you with it. Holding the bag, you idiot. I don't know if you know what it means. When the dress is white. Oh, wow.
I like how horny Iris's mom, though, was for Keith. She's like, he's a wonderful looking young man.
Oh, man. When Keith came up and was like, where's mom at?
He's a wonderful looking young
man.
He
said.
I was like, calm the fuck down, mom.
She's like, oh, hi. He said, oh, goodness gracious. I was like, Keith is a scam man. He fucks. The way he put the mom together, I was like, he'll walk into any situation. He's ready. He's adaptable. When he told Iris's mother, or just like bantering with her in that old lady way, I was like, this dude is so full of shit and it's amazing.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
So he's so good. He's so good.
This is why I'm like worried about their marriage. Cause to me, like I said, I don't trust him. He's too hot. He used to play ball. He's tall. Like,
oh, goodness gracious.
You know,
oh, these, goodness.
Three factors together, ooh. I think he got player vibes. But.
But he's a nice guy. So it's. He doesn't seem, or I don't know. We'll see how quickly.
I did feel like, though, when, you know, he's got like all the right moves when the mom starts like touching her hair, you know, when he's talking to her. It's like an older woman just starts touching her hair and her face like that, just dabbing at herself. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's fucking feeling him.
Oh, mm. Anyway.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oof.
Ooh, wow. All right. Is your chest okay? You keep. Mm. You dabbing just, it with your fingies.
I don't know. This feels weird. Okay.
I don't know. Is this okay? Mm. Oh, wow. Is this all right? Mm. Let me smell on you, though.
Am I in the microwave? Because, Lord,
wow. You
I
know
am
that song.
Beating right now. I am beating.
You know what WAP moisture. Stands for, Keith?
You ever heard of that song?
Oh, anyway. yes, Keith, you're, we'll see what happens, but goodness gracious, so spacious. I was like,
ass is bodacious.
Yeah. I think there's, I wish them luck. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with some other comments.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Now, who do we talk next about? You want Amber and Matt? You like Jamie and Elizabeth? Because I think there's different
with Jamie
dimensions.
And Elizabeth.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's go with
Amber
and Matt.
Amber and Matt. Amber, very horny as well.
Yes, horny on
Sorry,
Main.
Horny.
Horny on Main Street, horny on the side street, horny in the alley.
Horny on the boulevard.
Horny in the garage.
Horny at supper time. When horny's on a bagel, you can be horny anytime. As we all know, that's just one of the laws of the world.
I like shrimp. I like shrimp grits. Mm-hmm. I like, this is exactly, she's like, I'm horny on a bagel, horny on
I
want to
kiss
grits.
You. I want to kiss you here. I want to kiss you there.
Oh, my God. Like, can we just, like, make out? Like, oh, my God. Like, can we just, like, can you all leave? Oh, my God.
Did you think it was cute at all?
She's fucking adorable. She's the cutest little tiny package of corn.
Yeah, and she just wants to. It was, yeah. The one part when they were talking, she's like, so I know you speak Spanish. Like, so what's good? I was like, yeah, claro que sí. It was like, okay, thank you, sir. And he was like, yeah, I heard your mom is Puerto Rican.
Like,
yeah, so she's like, see?
And then she goes, yeah, like, actually, like, though, like, I didn't, like, learn, like, I didn't grow up speaking because, like, my mom's, like, a lesbian.
Oh.
And he's like, wait, what? How does that
So she,
follow?
Like, moved
she's
to
like,
Boston.
No, no, like, you don't understand, like, she abandoned me and my sister to, like, be a lesbian.
Yeah, so, like, you know, so, yeah, she's like, a lesbian.
And so the point is, like, I don't speak Spanish. She's like, okay. Okay, you could have just said your mom didn't teach you Spanish.
Okay, sorry, I'll say that again. Yeah, my mom's a lesbian.
She's like a total lesbian. She eats pussy, and like that's why I don't know Spanish.
So, okay.
pretty clear. I'm a twin.
So anyway, let's make out. Like, seriously, you're so cute. Like, get over here. You're my husband.
Will you, like, put me in your pocket so then I can, like, make out from you, like, with you, like, closer? Because, like, I'm so far away from your face.
Oh, my God. Yo,
can I stand on your dick while we kiss so that I can actually be here in your vicinity?
It's sort of like a plank on a pirate ship. Walk the plank, right?
Can I walk your dick plank onto your lips? Oh, my God. Thank you
so much.
Oh,
my God.
Here's my twin sister. Hold on a second. She's going to assist me onto your dick plank.
Yo, hey, Megan.
Come here, Megan. Megan, give me a foot up. Foot up,
like Megan.
I like
Megan, too.
Give me a foot up.
I like them. I like the twins. I like how...
You like tinies? You like little tiny ladies?
I like them all. You know, I've dated volleyball players who are like 6'2" to
I heard five, that story.
5'2". Yeah. I think we talked about that, right? How she was like, yeah, that was wild. That would be the thing. Look, for people who listen avidly, I remember it would be that thing where it was like fake moaning when we would, you know, when we would have sex. And it was like, whoa, what is, huh? Like, are you, like, I know it's not that good. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Like, I've met me.
This feels patronizing, you know? Sometimes, like, my laptop shuts itself after I'm done masturbating. It's just like, okay, sir, thank you so much. Well, we've had enough. But no, yes, oh, man. And then she would talk about how they used to fucking steal jet fuel from the Air Force Base to make meth. She was wild. She was wild. And I liked that at the time because I was like, yeah, dude, because like, we're both like on some grimy shit. It was fucking. It was 2004, y'all. You know what I mean? Just making our way downtown, walking past, faces past, and we're stealing jet fuel.
I mostly ever only dated dudes, or I mean, I didn't do like a lot of dating, but like my like partners were always kind of my height, even though like I think tall dudes are like super hot. Only really ended up with dudes like my height. Max is like the tallest dude I've actually. Like, damn. Been with.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry about what?
Yeah, because you're being like, I don't know, like, because they're super hot, but like, Max is like probably the tallest dude. I mean,
he's tall. He's 5'11.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm not mad at it.
Okay. I didn't say that. I didn't say nothing. So, when they're dancing at the dance, they do like a parents' dance. You know, Amber dances with her father, and then they're like, well, Matt's mom come to the floor for the mother and son dance. Will Matt's mother come to the floor?
Paging Matt's mother who abandoned him?
He's like, she's not here. She's not
Is
here.
There a mother that abandoned her son?
I didn't tell him.
Is there a mother that wasn't invited
no,
to the wedding?
No, that's not
going to
happen. Sorry.
Because she's out of her son's life? Did that occur here?
Someone tell the DJ, why didn't y'all? I feel like I should be mad at the producers now.
Yeah, that was so fucked up. Why you got to call it out like that? That was really shitty.
Then, you know, shout out to Karen, the lesbian.
The Puerto Rican lesbian.
For Amber's mom to come and being like, hey, you want to dance? That was really a nice gesture. That would really touch me, actually. I was like, the one moment I was like, oh man,
it was really
Karen.
Cute.
I was like, you one of the good Karens, literally.
Exactly. All right, we're gonna give you a C instead of that K.
Who knows?
That's how good you did today.
Wow, fantastic. C-A-R-I-N. The other thing I was wanting to think, so if his parents aren't there, what the fuck is going on still? I don't understand the dynamic exactly. It would be one thing, right? Like, my parents split and I sided with one parent. You know what I mean? So if I was in this situation, you're damn sure I would have one of those parents there. So
this is what I said to you before, that to me, it is huge red flags, right? Because it's one thing to, like I said, like you're an adult and they're adults. So if they had like a breakup that wasn't amicable, you invite both and you let them figure it the fuck out for who wants to be mature or immature at their fucking son's wedding, right? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't a breakup that was just like, you know, two people were equally whatever and one person was wrong, you just invite the person that wasn't wrong, right? So I'm like, what the fuck was the problem? If there's a clear shitty person in the divorce, you would have invited the non-shitty person. If both of them just had a weird, shitty breakup, you just should invite both and have them just come and figure it out or be nice for the night. Mm-hmm. So it, to me, it just, the whole thing smells funny. And a grown ass man that can't like have enough of a relationship with his like parents to figure it out. I'm like, I don't trust you.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, maybe it's an episode of Dateline. And we're like, oh,
I mean, unless
shit.
He's unless he was literally like, hey, guess what? I don't have a good relationship with my parents.
Yeah, at all.
But he didn't ever like say that. He said everything was perfect until this divorce.
Yeah, no, he seems like that. He is like upset by that still because he's like, I mean, they've been together so long. They couldn't figure it out. Like that is like, you know, the kind of shit when you're a kid and your parents would be like, why don't you figure that out? What do you mean you have to live your own life? I'm a baby.
And just like the idea that like if they kept it together for 27 years, that would mean that they have to keep it together for longer, as opposed to being like, maybe that relationship has ran its course.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, just let them have this.
Yeah. You know what? Like,
if they are doing it after 27 years, God knows there's a reason for them to end.
Bless
it.
Them. Megan, what a toast, though. Because she started off with some really great wedding toast, anecdotes. You know,
as a comedian,
she says,
I get so pained when people are like, let me give my funny toast.
Oh, this is
going to
be
wedding.
So funny. I'm working on this thing I'm going to write. Okay, so as, you know, someone that lived with Amber in tight quarters for 9 months.
Twins. You get it, you guys. We're twins.
I can say
it.
She is a pretty good roommate.
You guys get it? We were in my mom's stomach together. You guys get it?
I love it! I love it!
Oh my god.
She was loving her shit.
She's so funny. She's the funny one, okay? Like, I'm the crazy one and she's the funny one.
She's so crazy.
I think I'm going to have her baby. Oh, wait, I can't. I'm her twin sister.
I'm her twin sister and I shared a womb with her. From the womb to the tomb, we're in a death cult also. We have a death pact, so... Just so you know, that's what the tattoos mean. We both have them. Okay? Don't fuck around, Matt. I'll cut your Achilles heel when you're sleeping. Okay? Achilles tendon, sorry. Yeah. I
don't give
her.
A fuck about your fucking basketball career, Matt. Make a three-pointer with one arm, ho. Congratulations on your wedding.
Congratulations. Oh, this is my Aunt Debbie. Yeah, you don't. I'm serious, Matt. You'll be fucking limping out this bitch like the Blade Runner, Oscar Pistorius, okay?
Don't make me call you Fred Durst, because yeah. You're going to Limp Bizkit out of here.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? You're going to look like a limpanzee, you know what I mean? Put you in the zoo, ho.
Debbie. I played, I did it all for the Nookie for Max the other day. He had never heard that song before.
What?
That's what I said. I was like, but you lived through the same period of time that I did. We're the same fucking age. You're a year older. And then I had to play it for him and he still didn't know what it was.
No, 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 no.
I was like, come on, the classic chorus of Stick It Up Your Ass.
Wait, you're telling me this idiot has never heard Nookie by the Limp Bizkit?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't. He never had. Should I divorce him? I should, right?
What was he doing in 1999?
Don't
what
know.
Was he doing? It was a hit. You couldn't escape it.
Nerd.
Hold on.
I didn't even like Limp Bizkit.
He's never heard this song? Oh my God. You know what I mean? Fred Durst, don't sue me. But if I see you at the Studio City Farmers Market, it's ugly. Okay? It's ugly, Fred Durst. That's all you got to fucking worry about, ho. Okay? Because I'm pulling up with Debbie. She'll be like, I'm serious. When I got that thing on me, my eyes will go black like West Borland, ho. I see everything. I'll be freaking your whole family out. Okay, Debbie. Jesus Christ.
You ever heard of Freak-a-Leak? That was based on me.
I'm serious. Because I had to have you freaking leaking, bro. Just blood pumping out of you. You look like the Bellagio fountain out here. It'll be the strip when the paramedics are trying to get the clothes off of you. Okay, Debbie. Jesus. Because when I see you, it's ICU. Oh, Debbie. Jesus. Let's move on, shall we? Do you have anything else about them?
Let's see. Just how when they were taking wedding photos, it was really weird to see the photographer try to figure out how to get both of them in the shot because they're 2 feet of height differential. And so, like, Matt was lifting fucking tiny ass Amber to his face or, like, bending over like a fucking Pixar lamp to kiss her on the mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. The bending was a little bizarre. It did look physically odd.
Did it look like the Pixar lamp or did it not?
I don't know enough about the Pixar lamp per se.
Google that shit right now.
I mean, I know what you're talking about, but did it evoke that immediately?
And it's like this, you know? It's like it bends down pretty low, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. Sure. It just looked like a very uncomfortable couple to me.
I'm so angry you won't give me this.
I agree. You know what? Shout out
that
to
shit
the Pixar
is
lamp.
Fake, okay? Fuck you.
It's fake? I think you can buy that,
fake,
right?
You're fake, is what I'm saying.
Your fake ass fucking Pixar supporting ass. Best to the Pixar lamp. Shout out to them. Yeah, their interactions just sort of make me cringe, though, whenever he's like, oh, damn, like, you like to kiss, huh? Like, he's so low energy, it freaks me out.
He's also pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But also, I love his face when she's like, so, like, couples, that's someone, that's another couple.
Wow. Okay, fool. I
like when they go, when she's like, who's your favorite person here? And he's like, oh, you.
You.
And it's like,
oh my God.
Of the people that you met from side of the family, stop being so boring. I don't know you.
Or who on your side is the most important here in lieu of your parents, you know,
exactly.
Not being available. Anyway, I don't know.
Anyway, he sucks. Whatever.
He probably like
going to be OK. But
I don't know why, but I feel like their sex is going to be so boring. You know, I just don't, they have no energy. Like, I think she's very energetic, but he's so low energy. Like, I feel he's like, oh, fuck, babe. Damn.
The energy that he has is of a dude that does nothing and is used to just laying on his back and having a chick just, like, be on top and do all the work.
Oh,
he's
hell
like,
yeah.
Wow, I really love how you did it when you were up
damn.
There.
The way you, like, slow motion cool. for me. Kind of like my whole like demeanor, so slow motion for me. all right. So do you want to finally talk about Jamay and Elizabeth?
Yes, we've been waiting for this the whole time.
Yes, you have been waiting. I have been waiting. I've seen red flags. I'm wanting to just remember some of the things Elizabeth said in her vows that I feel like aren't going to hold up later on. Like, it felt like she was setting herself up to just contradict herself by the end of this season.
Can we talk about what a cheese dick set of bullshit it was that she fucking said in her vows? I just want to tell you, my husband, that if I lie, it'll only be in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
If I cry, I don't know. It'll only be because
if I make you cry.
If I make you cry, it's from laughter. It's from laughter if I make you cry. And if I steal from you, it's only your heart.
Yeah.
Okay. I got this from a store that had it on a piece of driftwood in different fonts.
Yeah.
So. And I thought this would make good vows.
I just wanted, you know, and also, like, if I set your Dodge Charger on fire, it's because you were looking at my friend's boobs too much. Okay? So that's another thing that's written in here. The other thing is, she's like, I want you to be who you are. You know, I'm going to love, I promise to love all your weird things. I'm like, you don't seem somebody that's flexible at all.
Unless it's something I don't like. In which case, I will definitely stop hanging out with you, even though we're married.
Right. Just the fuck, dude?
She's
so,
much.
And her
God, my phobia of mayo. How did you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, because that's like the lamest take on the internet.
Number one condiment you would fucking say that about?
No, but it's like more than that. Okay, I'm sorry, because it's not that I just fully predicted what it was. It's more than that I knew it was mayonnaise.
No, like, it's like I'm way deeper than that. Like, for
Go on.
I don't call it mayo. I call it mayonnaise.
Oh, well, that's one of my pet peeves, is when people talk like assholes. So this is going to be interesting.
Oh, I call it an asshole.
Oh, that's why. I mean, mayonnaise, I understand.
Because it's French.
Oh, okay, for sure. Because it's French. Uh-huh. I need to go. Get me out of here.
I can't hear you saying that.
I'm sorry. I want to be here. And I know it's more than mayo. It's probably something a lot cooler than that. So I will believe you.
No, it's just mayo, actually.
I also hated how she was like treating him truly like a contestant on her game show she was hosting. Like, she was so patronizing during the ceremony. She's like, oh my God, that was so amazing how you did that. Like, guys, are you seeing him right now? Are you seeing this Camaro? This 2020 Camaro with 19-inch rims? Okay, are you guys seeing? Wow, let's just give it up for Jamie. He's a Jamie, guys. Like, it was so fucking weird. I was just like, yo, relax, motherfucker. I know you're on TV, but shit, like, you're doing too much.
I think
like
that's her whole thing, is doing too much, though.
Really?
Did her hair color not tell you?
What do you think happened? What's the story with that going to red? You know, like, because that's not her natural
I'm
hair
unique,
color.
So it's crazy you would ask something like that.
Well,
it's
I don't know.
It's like, you know, how like Marilyn Monroe said that she was born a blonde, and it's like she wasn't, but like she was inside. That's
right, exactly.
Like me about my red hair. So,
I mean, if you think about it, like, I don't know. Have you seen Game of Thrones? Melisandre? Sort of like the vibe I'm going for. That's like why I decided to dye this red. Because I love Game of Thrones. I don't know. It just seems like me. Like, I'm a queen who you don't want to fuck with. Who's also
like,
really old.
I just was like, okay, my personality is fire. I'm a fire sign.
Personality's fire.
Yeah. So obviously my hair had to match and be fire. So that's what's happening.
Are you fire?
I'm pretty fire.
Oh, that's fire. We're married. I remember when Keith said that, actually. He's like, yo, we're married. Yo, this is fire. I was like, yo, I'm old. I'm like, would never describe my marriage as fire, but definitely, I mean, I would to be stupid, but not in like my most sincerest moment. Be like, damn. Oh my God. Come here, Her Majesty. This is fucking fire. Although I used to say it a lot in my youth, you know, when I was 29.
You know, shit is going to be fucked up in their marriage, because when they were describing themselves to each other, she was like, I'm just like either up or down. That's it.
Oh,
and he's
Elizabeth?
Like, oh my God. He's like, oh my God, me too. And she's like, oh wow, that's perfect.
Yep.
I'm like,
hopefully it's at the same time.
And also, no, you don't.
Oh, boy.
If both of you are down at the same time, you will wreck each other. And I say that as someone who is bipolar. That has been with other people that do what I do. It's not a good mix.
I just, I wonder at what point she's going to like sort of reveal a more sincere part of herself. Because right now we're just seeing Elizabeth, Elizabeth.
Who she is.
No, but you know, like there's still like a veneer of being proper too. Like, she's not fully showing things that might irritate her yet either. You know what I mean? Like, you're still like, it takes time for that shit to melt away and you start being like, oh shit, okay. So like that, you know how she's like, and he got the fucking icing in my eyelashes, and you know, everybody knows my eyelashes are like, like my thing. When they showed it to like the actual scene where they got cake on her face or whatever, she was playing it like a good sport. I'm saying, like, down the road, you know, there's going to be a thing where they kiss. It's like, God damn it, Jamie, you're too close to my fucking eyelashes when you kiss. What the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly. We're just waiting for that shit to fall apart.
That real also, shit. Like,
I mean, she's obviously given us way more red flags than Jamie, but there was something of a double red flag when, like, he was described, like, his family describes him as a Southern gentleman. And then same about her. They were like, she's a modern Southern belle. I'm like, this, nope. Right. This no. is going to be terrible. This just means they're each kind of like spoiled. That's all I'm hearing.
When her dad, what about when they were dancing, right? I had the most material to write down when they were just slow dancing together. Because she's like, did you say advantageous? Oh, my God.
That's the kind of thing.
It's like a $5 foot long. I mean,
$5 SAT word.
Oh my God. Advantageous. What does that even mean? Like, you're so crazy. Like, what is that? And he just said advantageous.
Is that like the song? That's like the word in that Fergie song. S-C-A-A. I can't spell.
R-U-S. I'm advantageous. Oh my God. Miss, the wedding venue has been closed for 2 hours now.
Okay, but I'm here Jamie's working on my here. Fitness, so.
Oh, this is not a gym, and no one is your witness. Before you ask, I know you're going to say that because you said it before. I'm not going to be your witness, and you're not working on
your fitness.
It
doesn't even matter because I'm going to work on my fitness regardless.
So. Oh, boy. All right. I guess you are Fergalicious, as it were. When she was like, my dad wants to kill you. I was like, yo, what is that? Also, her dad was mad.
She was getting off on it. And also, I think her dad wants to fuck her.
Yeah.
Those were like hardcore Trump vibes with like.
That was butterfly kisses. That was butterfly kisses.
And I didn't even know about butterfly kisses until this podcast and you.
This is butterfly kisses. That he is like. He's going to be crying, driving down a desert road, masturbating.
The fact that he's not the first one in that pussy, he's so upset.
Oh, butterfly kisses.
It's really, really creepy. And again, I don't have a dad, but I would really hope that if I had one, he wouldn't want to fuck me.
Yeah. He was constantly, hey, you know, you can run. You know, we can run. We can go. We can just you and me. I'll leave my mom. I'll leave your mother. Exactly. You know, we can go. You and me. Let her hair down.
Many times. Like he was going to start a new life with her.
No, fool. I'm going to get married, Dad. All right. I get it. That's fine. But look, I'm just telling you, I literally have the car running right now. And I have passports. We have different names. We can go anywhere in Europe. I'm serious. I pulled all the money out. Okay, just think about it. Okay, yep. I'll be here. Love you. Congratulations, guys. Congratulations. Hey, good to meet you. He's a fucking. We'll see.
That was weird as hell.
Okay, Elizabeth Bice. I think that's her name.
I gotta say, I did find myself wrestling with like what I would have done when they're like announcing the couple, and they're like, "It's Mr. and Mrs. blah blah blah," and I'm like. It's Mr. and Mrs. She's keeping her own last name.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't seem to be an option. Like, none of them got announced as this is Mr. Keith whatever and Iris whatever. It was like, sorry, if you don't want that last name, you're not getting this fucking wedding.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was just introduced as a couple, right? Mr. and Mrs.
They were,
last
name. And everyone seemed to be, like, excited about it. So maybe, like.
That's fucking TV, though.
Whatever.
You know, what are you going to do?
I watched other seasons of Married at First Sight, and definitely that was like arguments between some people. They're like, yeah, I don't want to get rid of my last name.
Yeah, fair. Do whatever the fuck. I mean, it's stupid. Like to have that just be normal. It's like, okay, now erase your name. Now this name. Come with me to my farm.
The whole thing is really weird. And then like the fact that, so like I kept my own last name, but like when we have a kid, that's like another decision you have to make.
Yes.
It's like our names are long as hell. So like if we hyphenate, that'll really not be like, it's not really workable. So then like, what the fuck do you do? One person has to give it up. And I think that really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you just have a hyphenated name, a new name.
That's long as fuck.
Yeah. what are you going to do? You know, that's how you play it. Just so you know, Ronnie Bice is her dad, and he runs Telesource Communications. I don't know what the fuck that means. But
well, that's where she works, so.
Yeah. Our history is deeply rooted in technology and the communications industry. Our founding executive's experience has built the cornerstone of what our...
This sounds like a load of shit.
Sir, this sounds fake. I don't know who you are, Ronnie Bice, or what your fucking deal is. But we'll
get a real job, dog.
Okay, job dog. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back to wrap it out.
Full 20 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. So that was that. That was a bit of Married at First Sight. We're finally going to start into, you know, seeing these people on vacation out of the context of a wedding and all that. See how much lower Matt's energy can be. And yeah, we'll go into that world.
Oh, before we leave. I wanted to make predictions on who will and will not bang first night. I think we got two bangs and two non-bangs. Two bangs are obviously Amber and Matt, Amber is horny on Maine.
Oh.
And the other bang is obviously...
Jamie and Elizabeth.
Yes, Jamie and Elizabeth, because she and him are both horny on Maine. And the two non-bangs, obviously the woman who's a virgin... Mm-hmm. And
Deanna and Greg,
because they're both proper, and she hasn't even dated anyone in 10 years. So I doubt that she's going to be jumping in, and they're both like Christian. So I think it's going to be like pretty proper.
She said as much too, that she wasn't going to, at least we know like unequivocally that that's not going to happen with Deanna and Greg. Iris and Keith, it was still up in the air. She said something where she's like, you know, I didn't think I was going to have, like, make love on my first night. She said something like that that I caught in one of her sound bites.
She did say it. No, she said it like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, but I didn't buy it because it freaked her out enough to kiss him.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know. Has she ever, like, blown a guy?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I bet you she hasn't. And I think...
Has she given the sloppy yappy the toppy?
That's disgusting.
We must find out. I am Adama. You know, he was like all over on Reddit being like, hey, it's your boy. It's your boy, Adam. The translator, yeah. He's like living his best life.
If you don't know what we're talking about, this is Yazan about Yazan and Britney's translator from 90 Day.
I mean, if you don't know what we're talking about, do you just listen to these episodes?
Yeah, you're weird. We just started. This is the third one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he posted. Yo, he has like in this photo, he has a cat and he has like a chest tat or something peeking out from underneath.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know. I bet the chest tat is like an elaborate logo kind of thing. That's like a crest.
Yeah, it says Telesource Communications, Ronnie Bice, CEO. <It's> weird. His cat's name is Pluto.
Of course it is. I love Adam.
He posted like as himself. I mean, not like he would shit post or something like that or be someone else. He says, Adam the interpreter here. Pluto has been joining me in reading all the lovely comments on the internet. This community is absolutely magnificent. Thank you all for your kind words and cheers. I am truly flattered. Keep watching the show. More exciting events are yet to come. So thank you, Adam. Adam Lebzo is his name. Yeah. All right, Adam.
He's adorable. And before we go, I would love to read two reviews.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from 420 Days Around the World. Mm. And it is called Hair Giving Relationship. And the review is 5 stars. And it says, that's it. That's the tweet. about hair giving relationship. Anyway, this podcast rules. So funny and so smart. 11 out of 10 locks of hair.
Oh.
Someone loves hair Jordans.
Oh man, Rainy. I love hair Jordans. I mean, are they coming back?
The hair Jordans?
Wait, who's coming back this season? Isn't it
The Russian, the Ukrainian girl and
Natalie and Mike.
Yes.
Natalie and Mike. Yes. And mm-hmm. then fucking Tarek and homegirl, Tariq. And the girl from the Philippines who's mm-hmm, got mm-hmm. a I think they're gonna be like a thruple.
Oh my god, I'm so down with that.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, but yeah.
Because he was saying, like, she has a girlfriend.
Meow, meow.
And was like, yo, so, we need to talk because, you know, I got my homegirl here too. We're trying to all kick it. So I don't know. They have all kinds of shit. I don't know. I gotta see. I saw one thing that was like teasing the new season and I was saying, wow, we got something here. Mike and Natalie didn't seem like they. He seemed like he didn't want to be with her, but who cares? Who knows?
Okay, I have one more review before we begin.
Okay.
Sorry. This one's by K-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I say ho so much.
Oh, don't okay, know. Ho. Yeah.
K-Ho. The title of the review is You Guys, and it's 5 stars. I cannot wait until Miles and Sophia watch the bed packing about to happen the rest of the season of Married at First Sight. I want to watch their live reactions on Twitch. Broadcast needed.
Woo! Oh boy. I don't know. Oh what? Man. That kind of bed packing, I don't think we should broadcast anywhere.
It's too intense and we don't want to give them.
It's violence.
We can't. It's violence against our eyes and beds.
And just our world, our ecosystems. I have to go. I'm too upset now.
Same.
I must call Adam.
So we can bond over our traumas.
Please, Adam. I am here at your service. Adam. Please come on the show. You know what? That's what we're going to do. We're going to book Adam.
Yo, I would love Adam to come on the show.
We're booking Adam. It's that simple. Okay. That's how we're doing things. Thank you. Just that. You see that? It's done. We're doing it. Watch this. The secret. I just put it out there. Now it's happening. Look at how far we've come. We've had Jerry Seinfeld, Dave Matthews, Michael McDonald, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a fucking everyone. Okay? Debbie. We will get Adam next. The real Adam. All right.
I believe in us.
Until that time, you should just check us out on the internets at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. Also, twitch.tv/420 Day Fiance. 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get your podcasts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get them. Please leave a review. Please like them. Please subscribe.
We really need
Tell your friends. Spread the word. Okay. And what else? Oh, yeah. Until next time, I've been Sophia Alexander. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheSophia, SOFIYA, and my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with my co-host Courtney Kosak, and my comedy album, Father's Day. Ha, 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 ha.
And you can find me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, with my co-host, Jack O'Brien, and various dope guests.
America's so fucking tight.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We are going to be back for more next time. That's what this thing is. Okay, till then.
We love you.
Meow. 420 Day Fiance.